WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Back in 1960, saxophonist Stanley Turrentine was playing in drummer Max Roach's band, and organist Shirley Scott was backing up tenor saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Soon afterwards, Turrentine and Scott left those jobs, started working together, and wound up getting married. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews some of the recordings they made while they were together, which have just been reissued.
Of the many women musicians who played jazz over the years, a few have been married to jazz men for short or long periods of time. No big surprise there. But there have been few successful working teams among those couples. Some husbands and wives rarely worked together because they played different styles of jazz. That was the case with Jimmy and Marion McPartland. He played Dixieland, but her tastes are a little more modern. And some couples didn't work together too long because their talents weren't evenly matched, like with Louis Armstrong and his second wife, pianist Lil Hardin Armstrong. But one very successful husband and wife team, active in the 60s, was tenor saxophonist Stanley Turrentine and organist Shirley Scott. One thing they had in common was a great feel for the blues. Turrentine and Scott began playing together before they got married and co-led a group after that. But each continued to record as a leader, often with the other one sitting in. A new reissue on the Impulse label, called Let It Go, combines the 1964 Turrentine album of that name with a few tracks recorded under Scott's leadership a couple of years later. It's as good a collection of basic swinging organ group jazz as you're likely to hear. The slew of easy-listening jazz dates that Turrentine began making a few years later tend to obscure what a serious jazz player he can be. But he was successful at making mood records because he always knew how to baby a ballad. This is Duke Ellington's The Feeling of Jazz. Shirley Scott is at her best, as she is on these sessions. She's one of the greatest jazz organ players ever. It's because she has such a playfully dancing sense of rhythm, and because of the percussive attack she favors, she really makes the organ percolate. One unusual thing about these recordings is that Scott doesn't play the bass parts on foot pedals, as jazz organ players usually do. There are string bassists on these dates for a more plump and driving bass sound. The bass player here is Ron Carter. Thank you. Shirley Scott and Stanley Turrentine continued to play together until their marriage ended in the early 70s. Scott has kept working, but dropped off the recording scene for a long while. A few months ago, she put out her first album in ages, Oasis, on the Muse label. It's nice, but for me, it doesn't have the magic of the record she made with Stanley Turrentine. That combination was a marriage made on the bandstand.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the reissue Let It Go on Impulse. This is Fresh Air.